This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item one, as we set up this next story, the cost of college is going up, as we've heard. Item two, the unemployment rate for young people in this country, 16 to 19-year-olds specifically, is almost triple the national rate. So it's not all that surprising that some of those young people are passing up college and the debts that come with it, and instead trying to find new ways into the workforce. And some companies are welcoming them with open arms, the Northern California utility Pacific Gas and Electric among them, in part because half of PG&E's workforce could retire in the next 5 years, an exodus that's being called the Silver Tsunami. As part of our series Clocked In about young workers finding jobs, Youth Radio's Jalen Burns reports.
Straighten your leg, drop into it, put your foot down there by the stripe. Concentrate on that technique.
That's Ray Atkinson, playing the role of professor at a pole climbing yard in Oakland, California. He's pretty much training his replacement.
I've worked for PG&E for 35 years, so I've been climbing poles since 1980. And technically, I could retire anytime after January 1st.
Atkinson has a mustache, hard hat, and deep voice. He's your typical Bob the Builder. His student, Olutunji Lawrence, is a skinny teenager, inching up a utility pole for the first time. He's just 6 feet off the ground and struggling.
Right there, I want you to drop straight into that pole. There you go. That's what we're looking for. Now, you can lean over this side. There you go.
Lawrence is 19 and the youngest in his class. The goal of this training is jobs. That's why PG&E calls it the Power Pathway.
It's cool. They prepare you really well for it. You never go in up blind.
Lawrence graduated high school last year. He says most of his friends went on to four-year colleges like UC Berkeley and UC Santa Barbara. He considered college, but instead decided to focus on a job because he knows people with master's degrees who still can't find work.
If I can get a job now and work towards that education, that's a great position to be in instead of having to go through 4 years of college and owe a whole bunch of money and have no way to pay for it.
If Lawrence finishes his 9-week boot camp, PG&E says he'll be a top-tier candidate for a job. Jeff Wilding is a director of electric operations training. He says trainees like Lawrence are a lot like minor league baseball players.
The analogy is really that if you go recruit somebody out of high school or college on a baseball team, they have to go through that whole farm system before they can get to the major leagues. Linemen, in this case, being the major league. Those are our pros.
There are a ton of steps to reach the pros, but even the starting job pays $47,000. If all goes well, Lawrence could be earning $100,000 by the time he's 24. So what's the catch?
If they can't do it safely, we really can't afford to have them with us.
Wilding calls the Power Pathway a win-win. It benefits PG&E because they're able to test out job seekers before they apply. And for job seekers, the trainings are free, fast, and could lead to a lucrative career. So what's the catch?
We get lots and lots of applications.
A recent job posting for pre-apprentice lineman positions was only open for 5 days.
13,000 people applied, and we have 60 jobs this year.
Which makes PG&E about 40 times more selective than UC Berkeley, at least until the Silver Tsunami takes its course. In Oakland, I'm Jalen Burns for Marketplace.